Dr. Penske dictating amount. I am in. George Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A. George Herrera is a 19-year-old male who reports he injured his left foot at work on 9/20/22. But on that occasion, a pallet jack ran over his foot. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a fractured tarsal bone, treated with a walking boot. He did not undergo any surgery and has completed his course of active treatment. New paragraph, per the record supplied, Mr. Herrera was seen at WorkNet on 9/20/22. He was diagnosed with a fracture of the left foot and was referred for orthopedic consultation. On 9/22/22, he was seen in that regard by Dr. Zucconi. He removed Mr. Herrera from work. According to his discharge instructions, appeared similar comments were made on subsequent forms. He had been using a cam boot whenever ambulating on the left. Repeat x-rays are done on 10/10/22. These showed intra-articular avulsion fracture of the left fifth metatarsal base. It is only minimally laterally displaced. Dr. Zucconi reviewed these with him on 11/1/22. He released the petitioner to unrestricted work activities as of 11/15/22. Physical exam. Extremities lower, normal. Feet and ankles, normal. Lumbar, normal. Gait maneuvers, normal. He was able to do 4 consecutive single foot heel raises on the left without difficulty or discomfort. Impressions on 9/20/22. George Herrera's left foot was run over by a pallet jack. He was seen the same day at WorkNet and diagnosed with a fracture. He was immediately referred for orthopedic consultation and came under the care of Dr. Zucconi. He had Mr. Herrera wear a cam boot and restrict his activities. Repeat x-rays on 10/10/22 showed healing. As of 11/1/22, Dr. Zucconi released him from care to full duty. New paragraph. The current examination of Mr. Herrera finds there to be full range of motion of the left lower extremity, including the ankle, foot, and toes. There was no swelling, effusions, or tenderness to palpation. Provocative maneuvers were negative. He performed provocative gait maneuvers without difficulty. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Mr. Herrera's fracture has resolved fully from a clinical perspective. He takes no medications and feels better than when he first was injured. He also exercises daily by running, reflecting his tolerance to jarring activities in the affected foot. End.